Dear people, I'm not sure I understand one thing about this gospel. So I'm going to try my best to avoid it. But it's clear in this gospel and in many others, Jesus uses images in living the divine life, in living this friendship with God in my heart, in living this relationship with him. He uses story after story, parable after parable, that in living this friendship with him, it involves a certain risk investment, a certain giving away. And in that, this friendship grows. This divine life grows. It increases. My closeness to his heart and his heart to mine grows. Now, I think what's key to remember, and we see it inside of this sort of complicated, confounding gospel, but what is where it's revealed most clearly in the life of his friends is through Pentecost. That this dynamic is scary to the heart, scary to the soul, until one receives love from God and falls in love with him and trusts him. All these people in these parables of Jesus who don't take this risk always respond to the master as you're a demanding man. I'm scared of you. And so at the heart of living this divine life, this giving of self is first, right, experiencing the great, great generosity of God as a gift to me. And I stand secure in him, and so these risks I take aren't scary because my security is in him. May God grant us the grace to live whatever this gospel means today.